These days, apparently, banks don't really have safety deposit boxes anymore. It's sort of not something they do. So where do you go to find a safety deposit box? Rows upon rows of gleaming boxes hidden deep in a vault, unlocked by a suited and coughed keykeeper. Apparently, they are making a comeback as a place to store your most prized possessions, not in a bank, but on the high street instead. And there's going to be one in Nottingham.
Isn't it bizarre? Seamus Fahey is from the Nottingham Vaults, due to open in a city centre location in March. Morning, Seamus.
Good morning.
Hello. So what kind of things do your clients store in the vaults?
Well, really, it's anything of value. So if you have something at home, whether it's expensive jewellery or a family heirloom, so something that's important to you, important documents, whether it's a memory stick, old photos, really it's anything of value. A lot of customers as well store gold bullion, silver bullion, etc. But as I said, it's anything of value.
Oh, gold bullion. So what's the most expensive thing you've stored for somebody?
Well, we don't know what people store in their boxes, because within the vault in Nottingham, we have privacy rooms. So we will never know what's in people's boxes. But, you know, we assume it's things that are dear to somebody and items that they do not want to lose.
So you mentioned photographs. Why would somebody pay good money for a safety deposit box to shove some old photos in there, or a stamp collection?
Well, God forbid, if you had these, you know, items that are truly of value to you, if, God forbid, your house burns down tonight, you know, you've lost all those memories. Whereas if you store them out of the home and in a safe deposit box, you know that they're in a safe place. And, you know, as well as that, all our safe deposit box facilities, we now have 4 safe deposit box facilities in the UK. They're all fully insured with Lloyd's of London as well.
So is it like how Andy described it, with rows and rows of gleaming boxes hidden deep away, and you know, a very smart person comes to the door in a beautiful suit and lets you in? Is that what it's like?
It's something similar, but all our customers have to give us, you know, biometric fingerprints, facial recognition. So only the customer will be allowed access to their specific box.
How do you know they're not storing things that are dodgy or illegal?
Well, within our terms and conditions, there's prohibited items. So our customers are not allowed to store drugs, firearms, explosives, perishable items, etc. So people do sign agreements to say they're not storing anything illegal.
So you hope you've got to trust them, I suppose. Although someone with a firearm, I'm not sure you could. Anyway, where is it going to be, this place?
It's going to be located in the Lace Market. For now, for security reasons, we cannot give you any further details. But anyone who is interested can go to nottinghamvaults.co.uk and reserve a box immediately, and they'll be on our waiting list, and we'll contact them 1 week before we open.
Oh, so it's like a secret location, is it?
For now it is. It all will be revealed in time.
And how secure is secure? Because, of course, you know, you do hear of heists, the infamous Hatton Garden
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. That's right. You know, and I visited the Hatton Garden vault after it was broken into, and the security there was from the 1950s. Whereas latest security, it's biometric access. The vault itself has got seismic sensors, motion sensors. It's got 24-hour monitoring, CCTV, off-site. So it truly is, you know, state-of-the-art security technology. And as I said, all our safe deposit boxes are insured with Lloyd's of London.
And if people are turning to you, does that mean you can't do this in a regular bank anymore? I can't turn up with my precious stamp collection and ask HSBC to store it for me?
Correct. All the banks in Nottingham no longer offer a safekeeping service. So you cannot get a safe deposit box in Nottingham. And we identified Nottingham probably a year and a half ago. We put up the website and the demand has been phenomenal. You know, so we know there's strong demand in Nottingham. And as you're aware, there's a large Asian community in Nottingham as well. And most Asian ladies have gold, wedding jewellery that's very dear to them, that's been passed through the generations, and they're worried about being burgled and that's, you know, expensive jewellery being targeted and stolen.
Well, thank you. Thanks for coming on the show. Absolutely fascinating window into that world that I've never thought about. Seamus Fahey is from Nottingham Vaults, due to open in a secret city centre location, but they'll tell you where it is a week before it opens.